Visiting Teaching Message. Become an instrument in the hands of God by practicing holiness. Prayerfully select and read from this message the scriptures and teachings that meet the needs of the sisters you visit. Share your experiences and testimony. Invite those you teach to do the same. What is practicing holiness? President James E. Faust, second counselor in the First Presidency. Holiness is the strength of the soul. It comes by faith and through obedience to God's laws and ordinances. God then purifies the heart by faith, and the heart becomes purged from that which is profane and unworthy. When holiness is achieved by conforming to God's will, one knows intuitively that which is wrong. We should go to the temple, among other reasons, to safeguard our personal holiness and that of our families. In addition to temples, surely another holy place on earth ought to be our homes. May the Lord bless each and all of us in our special responsibility to find holiness to the Lord by standing in holy places. That is where we will find the spiritual protection we need for ourselves and our families. Standing in Holy Places, Liahona and Ensign, May 2005, pages 62 and 67 through 68. Elder Dieter F. Uchtdorf of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. Developing Christ-like attributes in our lives is not an easy task. The reality check comes when Christ-like attributes need to become visible in our lives, as husband or wife, as father or mother, as son or daughter, in our friendships, in our employment, in our business, and in our recreation. We can recognize our growth, as can those around us, as we gradually increase our capacity to act in all holiness before Him. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 43, Verse 9. Christ-like attributes, the wind beneath our wings. Liahona and Ensign, November 2005, page 102. How can I practice holiness and be an instrument in the hands of God? Kathleen H. Hughes, former First Counselor in the Relief Society General Presidency. Which one of us does not long to be cherished, watched over, comforted, and instructed in the things of God? How does it happen? One kindness, one expression of love, one thoughtful gesture, one willing hand at a time. But my message is not to those who receive such acts of charity, but to all of us who must practice such holiness every day. To become like Jesus Christ, the prophet Joseph taught, you must enlarge your souls toward others. That we may all sit down in heaven together. Liahona and Ensign, November 2005, page 110. Bonnie D. Parkin, former Relief Society General President. Covenants, or binding promises between us and Heavenly Father, are essential for our eternal progression. Step by step, He tutors us to become like Him by enlisting us in His work. At baptism, we covenant to love Him with all our hearts and love our sisters and brothers as ourselves. In the temple, we further covenant to be obedient, selfless, faithful, honorable, charitable. We covenant to make sacrifices and consecrate all that we have. The Lord has called us to do all that we do with holiness of heart. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 46, Verse 7. And holiness is a product of covenant living. Holiness prompts the words, here am I, send me. With holiness of heart, Liahona and Ensign, November 2002, pages 103 and 105. End of the Visiting Teaching Message, Become an Instrument in the Hands of God by Practicing Holiness.